You're listening to 90.1 CJSF in Burnaby. These last three songs that you have listened to are as follows. Only Love. Nope. Take Me to Beijing by Chinese American Bear off of their album Wah with three exclamation marks. Only Love by Anna Luneau off of their album Pearl. And Magic Pony Ride Part 4 by an artist called Music, but with the upside down H and then a dash and then a ZIQ. Tona tells me
it's a sign for a micro.
A micro.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but it's off the album Grush. That's G-R-U-S-H.
So now we're going to the question. What does it mean to express yourself through music, guys? So off of you, Bruno.
For me, the expression through music, it is very... it's frustrating. It's really frustrating because once you start... after you've kind of like explored your instrument a little bit more and after you've started thinking about... you know, like chords and like the classic like stuff, the alphabet. You start like a language that metaphor that Bradley brought up earlier. Like a language, you start describing the things that you feel, right? And that can get finicky because it's difficult to be as direct as you can with music, as direct with music as you can be with a language. If that makes sense. So I think that it really is something that you just kind of have to feel in your body. But if you think about it too much, then you're not really experiencing yourself and you don't really know what you want. So it's very finicky and it gets frustrating for me personally to put myself out there. I don't know if you guys have any similar experiences. Because I personally find it that it's being vulnerable. Just emotionally in general is difficult enough, but being vulnerable with music is different because it's like, to me, it's like doing a presentation in a foreign language.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially like I stated earlier that a lot of my music comes from my grief and stuff like that, so it expressing your emotion and like the vulnerability of expressing your feelings through the music and like showing your like insides sort of a stuff, it can be very challenging and emotionally damaging. But music is awesome, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to exploring emotions like grief or resentment or that kind of thing, I think it almost like for me, if it feels like I kind of like I get it out of me and I put it somewhere, you know, and it's there now. And it's like, it's not that I don't feel it anymore, but it's that it's like, it's been felt.
Yeah. It's been felt and it's not bottled up inside you anymore.
Yeah, I do use music as like an emotional dump.
Yeah.
I just throw all my emotions into the songs I want to listen to. But for me, to express music myself through, what has been a challenge for me is to find originality. And
that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So for me with my beatbox and my tracks I've made, most of them are covers or something someone else has already made, and I'm trying to take piece off that and I'm trying to make my own kind of stuff. And yeah, I've been doing that for about 2 years now. Yeah. Still haven't had like a solid me as a song, which it's like the main part of me trying to express my music.
I mean,
it's the hard part.
Nowadays, like, everything's been done. I mean, not everything, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is very hard to play something and then someone not be like, oh, isn't it this? Did you get a reference from that?
You know what?
Something?
I'd like to touch on this, and I think we might touch on this a little bit more later. But I would say that I think that originality... people's creative... methods of creative expression... or valid. Each and everyone's creative identity is valid and has something valuable to contribute. The thing is, some people get to marinate in that for longer. Some people get to absorb their influences and the people that they're inspired by for a lot longer, maybe in more and more concentrated doses if you even really wanted to go there.
Yeah.
What I would say is that originality actually comes from accepting what's what I like to say is what's flowing is what's going, you know. What I'm putting out, and it's not gonna sound like my favorite. I'm never ever going to sound like Jason Molina. He's an artist I look up to a lot. I'm never gonna sound like him, ever. And that sucks because I really admire that style.
You do want to like try to become your star, like
exactly. Yeah. But I feel like that's kind of like fruitless,
in a lot of ways. Everyone is their own human being, and everyone is going to do something differently. No two people are identical. Everyone is unique. So obviously, that will be portrayed by music.
Yeah, it's just how we can enhance that. Part that originality of ours by
because like all of these people that we look up to, all of them had their inspirations, and those inspirations had their own inspirations.
They
sound nothing like them. Absolutely not, right? That's the way I see it, is that like people's influences are just that, their influences. And they come out naturally, but a lot of the times you're not going to sound like them. You're just going to feel their presence hovering over you.
Yeah.
As you write whatever you're going to write.
No, that makes sense. I'd say for me, expressing how I express myself in the musical world, like I'm in multiple music programs, and like I play a wide range of music. So there's like classical, there's jazz, there's in ACID, there's like a lot of songs. In ACID, there's a lot of songs you could choose and a lot of ones you could make. And I think, like, everyone in the musical world had their own start. And in general, like, everyone wants to feel some sort of connection, to feel a part of something. And the musical world and journey, I'd say for all musicians, is a very good way to express yourself. And to get that exposure for, like, gigs and all that, to get your name out there, that kind of stuff. I think that's...
Mm-hmm. That's
makes a lot of sense.
That's a very good way to put it, Bradley.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this next little track is Holy Rain.
This piece of art.
Piece of beauty is Holy Rain by Old Man Luedek. Off of the album She Told Me Where to Go. Have a listen.
Yeah.
Giving up the game. I keep going through the motions, but my heart has changed. I don't need anyone to tell me now. Try and pull the sun out from the clouds. Somewhere across the sea, there's a little cafe table and an ocean breeze. I will sit there writing all that I believe. I hope someday you'll come along and sit with me. Holy rain,
rejection like I used to do. The wheel keeps grinding up the things that are no longer new. Doesn't mean that I don't got my work to do. Sad hosannas when I sing.
My name is Bradley, and on behalf of everyone at CJSF, thank you to everyone who supported the station with a donation to our fund drive. You are truly radio's best friend.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Those last two tracks you listened to, Holy Rain, Old Man Luadek, and A Rattlesnake by Abigail LaPelle. Holy Rain off of She Told Me Where to Go. Rattlesnake off of Anniversary. A big question. Oh, you're listening to CJSF 90.1. CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby.
And we are the, the Sprouts. Wow.
That's the sound of, you know, like a little seedling growing its first leaf.
Yeah.
Tona, when Tona, let's say I'm sick and tired of just being all young and green. Let's say that I'm exhausted of having just my two leaves. What if I want some bark? What if I want some substance on my structure?
Where are you going with this?
Tell me, Donna, what comes now? I'm tired of being a sprout. I want to be a tree now. So what do I do? What's your take on that? Musically speaking.
Oh, musically speaking.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, you want to So you want to grow. So you're going to have to... excuse me. So you're going to have to just, like, listen to a lot of music and find... Yeah, I was talking about this before, about originality. Find your style. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Honestly... You could learn music theory, too. It kind of sounds boring, but it's really important for... like building up your music knowledge so you can make something even better. You know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I understand. I see. I always hear whenever a very famous musician, I think of guitar. This is a perspective I'm coming from this is a thing I do. This is my craft, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, who's a famous guitar? James Hetfield, is he like? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But if you think of any interview that was conducted with any guitarist, they always say like, oh, what advice would you give people who are just starting out? And I think the most common answer is just keep playing, man. You just gotta.
And it's true.
And it is true, but I'd like to interrogate that a little bit further. I guess what they mean of like. I feel like it's kind of an oversimplification of the actual journey, which is unique to everyone, and the actual journey of your form of expression, because it's going to change.
Yeah.
Right?
It'll develop.
It'll definitely develop. But I guess the thing is like. About that struggle is. That struggle is a given, I guess is the way that I prefer to interpret that piece of advice given to by a lot of people is that
mm-hmm.
You're gonna hate what you make at some point. Yeah. Will?
And I mean, we're all growing as artists and stuff like that, and just practicing. A lot of people also say practice makes perfect. What do you guys? What's your opinion on practice makes perfect?
I mean, a lot of people say it, and I think it's true. And for musicians, especially like the youth musicians, a lot of us feel like we don't want to practice, which is fair. Like, we want to do other things, but also, like,
it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Yeah. But pivoting back, like, practice makes perfect. That's a very broad term that people say. And even though, yeah, it is true, I would say the advice that I give is. How do you grow your musical journey is practice, patience, and time, and belief in yourself.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Because,
Okay. Yeah.
Steps
okay.
for you.
Got a whole... Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Tona, do you got anything quickly to add before we wrap up today?
Well, yeah. Bradley, you're really correct about that one. It's gonna take time, not gonna lie. Amateur myself, I know it's gonna take time. You never know when you're like shining, when you start to shine. It might be when you're in your 40s. It might be soon. It might be even before you die. You never know. But I just gotta say, just keep doing it.
You don't know when that sprout will turn into a full plant.
Because if you don't know what will happen.
Turning back to the metaphor. Heck yeah.
Awesome. Anyways, all right. Thank you guys for listening to us. We are the Sprouts. Wow. We're going to play a couple more songs before the next people come on. Thank you for supporting us.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Coming up next is Free Voices.
They're real cool.
But just before that, thanks so much for listening to us. Yeah. And just before we go, we got Sky by Robert Jordan off of Vincent and Theo, and Image by Magdalena
and
Bay.
One last thing, quickly add, if you want to listen to us more, we'll be tuning in every week at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m.
Precisely.
Thank you.
Catch you guys next week, hopefully. Bye.
See ya.
Toodles.
Things have changed. It isn't quite the same.